unlucky spirits they come for me.
All these little microphones. In the days of Martin Luther, the outpouring of the Spirit of God was symbolized by a thesis that Martin Luther tacked to a door of a Catholic church.
It is symbolized by the way Martin Luther being dead inside one Catholic church.
And it was a declaration or the sounding of a trumpet.
And being a declaration, say, the trumpet, they sound.
That man must be born again.
Say, mortal man, for
praise the Lord.
Again.
Hallelujah. And we all know that that was a catastrophic word.
We all sabi say nabi every word is about dynamite.
It caught dynamite. That's pretty good. Praise the Lord. Yeah, dunamis. That was a word that shook all of Christendom.
That word that shook the one-known Christian place.
In the midst of that word came great tribulation and great persecution.
When a word they come, great tribulation, persecution meets the church.
And because of that word,
it
opened the door for the other trumpets to begin to blow.
He opened the door for let the other trumpets begin to blow.
Now we know, in the business of God,
we say inside God in business,
that when God blows a trumpet,
when God begins to blow the trumpet,
that trumpet continues to blow.
That trumpet is going to blow till.
But in the midst of the blowing of that trumpet, there is yet another trumpet that begins to sound.
But as that trumpet they don't blow, so
praise
the
Lord.
Trumpet steps begin to blow.
It is my thought, my theory.
Now me don't think it is so.
That when they marched around the walls of Jericho,
that's when they begin march around Jericho.
Hallelujah. That they, as they begin to blow the trumpet on day one,
as they begin to blow the trumpet, the number one day so,
that on day two they begin to blow other trumpets as well.
Number two day they begin to blow other trumpets. They say.
It is not something that I can prove to you from the scriptures,
well,
as far as
prove.
Jericho is concerned. But I think the proof of it is in Revelation.
But the proof for that word, they want to talk to me inside Revelation.
Because as one horn or one seal is broken,
because as one seal broke, so
things begin to happen. And they happen right up into the second or the third or the fourth seal being broken.
And they will be
praise the Lord.
The number three, fourth seal says broke.
Hallelujah. And as a horn was blown or a trumpet was sounded with Martin Luther,
and as the horn blew, the trumpet sounded with Martin Luther in this day,
it brought us into the outer court experiences.
It brings me to that outer court experience.
Everything about the outer court,
until was that outer court, yeah,
brings us to an awareness or to a knowledge.
It makes now we catch up, now we are aware,
of the reality of a God that exists.
Say God dead and God.
Hallelujah.
Dead, he lives.
The Bible says that unless you are born again,
the Bible says past dead,
you cannot
dead.
See the kingdom of God.
You not go able to see.
Hallelujah. That means that you might hear about the kingdom of God.
That means that you will hear the kingdom of God.
You might have some knowledge as it pertains to the kingdom of God.
There's full understanding about the kingdom of God.
But you have a relationship or an experience with God.
But a past day,
that
you
he called being born again.
You past day, you get
hallelujah.
With God and God born again.
You have no ability to see.
You don't get no power
to
see.
You have no ability to understand
if you don't get power
what it
see.
Is that it, that one is talking about.
You don't get power
praise
for
the Lord.
To understand when you need it.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
You know, we all rejoice on the aspect of being born again.
I'm not glad you born
to
born
be
again.
Born again.
For let you be born again
really requires
no effort on the part of the person that is being born again.
Because you want to be born again, you not do it for do nothing but that.
For you to be born again,
for let you be born again,
is really something that God does.
Now God says that you do the work
in spite of who or what you are.
He lets us who that you be or how you turn.
And He does it because of who and what you are.
And now because of who that you turn and who that you be, now that make it a
good thing
for you.
The only thing that is required of us,
the only thing where God wants from we,
is to accept the sacrifice that was made.
Now for now, accept that sacrifice
and
that
to believe in the and to believe in the reality of it.
And for believe the reality
Hallelujah.
Of that one day.
And when we believe in the reality of it, something miraculously happens.
And when we believe the reality of
Hallelujah.
That one day, something miraculous happens to me.
We really do not understand what it is.
We don't sabi what it means.
Except for what we know or what we are told as far as the scripture is concerned.
What's what in the scripture or what they tell we say be?
Or what we learn about it from God as we
learn from that, but God,
as we come through the experience of being born again,
as we then go through the experience
and
of
begin to
again.
Make our way through, as it were, the tabernacle and the experience of,
and we give
of
we
God.
Go inside the tabernacle when inside God.
That brings us to a reality of the entity that we call God.
And we're given the reality of this one big God. Where we
Hallelujah. One big God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. One very big God. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And because man does not comprehend,
and because most of man not even understand,
maybe it is because man is what he is,
and so maybe something that because how most of man
and because he's not willing to divorce himself from what he is,
now because he don't grieve, no one grieve for divorcing himself, separating himself,
as he enters into the kingdom of God,
as he enters,
or he comes into the knowledge of the kingdom of God,
understanding of this kingdom of God,
there is the propensity for man to corrupt the knowledge and the wisdom that pertains to God.
What a man be able for corrupt
Hallelujah.
That knowledge of God.
Hallelujah.
God. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And one of the maladies of church,
and one of the sickness in the church,
is that it has taken the things of God,
now that you don't take
And has changed them into something other than what God intended them to be.
And don't change them for
Praise the Lord.
That what in God don't mean them for me.
It's unfortunate.
It bad off.
It would be much easier, I suppose, for us to come into God and to receive what God wants to give us.
And follow me, come inside God for me, see what God wants for you.
If it wasn't for the fact that we are so contaminated, first of all, by flesh.
It's not of the fact that we so don't mix up by we human flesh, what do we be?
And second of all, that we are contaminated by religion.
We don't mix up safe by
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When I first came into this message many years ago,
when I first time said this message,
Hallelujah! We did not call it Kingdom Message.
We don't even call it Kingdom.
We did not
message.
Call it Sons of God Message.
We don't even call it Sons of God Message.
What we called it was Death to Self Message.
You don't want me to call it and die to you.
Hallelujah!
Amen.
Hallelujah!
Amen.
And you know, when God began to bring the revelation of sonship into the church,
when God began to bring the revelation of sonship.
The message was that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God.
The message that
Hallelujah.
Flesh and blood not go able to get
Hallelujah.
Access to God.
Amen.
You know, there's been a lot said about the organized church.
You know, beaucoup de not so beaucoup, but the church when they organize.
There's been a lot said about the corruption that is in the organized church.
They don't talk beaucoup, but the corruption when they inside the church when they organize.
And the message to many of us in that time, in that hour,
and the message to beaucoup of we that same day and hour day
was to come out from among them, my people.
Now that's when I come out from
Hallelujah.
People.
How many of you have heard that message?
Almost all of you. regular message.
He said, come out from them, my people, unless you be a partakers of her plague.
So that Jesus not go be part of
because judgment, God said judgment was coming upon the outermost church.
God said judgment said come by that court outside that courtyard.
And I suppose if many of you were like me, I fled from the outer court experience.
Hallelujah.
I fled not because I wanted to know God so much, but more in the aspect of not wanting to be under His judgment.
But wait to make a run away now because I've been afraid that God not can judge me, but wait to be Nepal.
Not only did I not want to be under His judgment,
not that I'm not one that can judge me,
but I did not want to be affected or infected by the plagues that were coming upon it.
Hallelujah. For coming 3 days.
I don't know if your experience was like that, but
I don't know if
that's
so you need to feel or if that's so you need.
Hallelujah. And we thought that the Holy of Holies, the holy place,
and we mean the thing said the only place
would be a place of safety.
Now safe place.
We thought that the holy place,
if it's like the only place,
would be a place of safety and security.
Now place will go secure.
Hallelujah. But there was something of a horn or a trumpet that was blowing in the midst of the holy place.
But something in the blow, a trumpet inside the holy place.
And I believe that the hour that we are now living in,
and I believe that the hour when we live inside
is a prophetic hour.
Now hour when a prophetic.
Hallelujah.
Hour.
And even as the trumpet was sounding in the outer court round to the people of God,
and as the trumpet we sounded at the outer court,
and it said that we had to leave out of that place into the holy place.
And we saw no one away come out of that place.
There is now a trumpet that is being blown.
Now trumpets they blow.
That says that we are to flee from the holy place.
Say we for run away come out of the holy place.
And flee to the mountain.
And run go up.
Hallelujah. It seems to me that the state of the Holy Place Church is something worse than the outer court church. Hallelujah. For it seemed to me as you read the scriptures, there is room for tolerance in God concerning those who find themselves trapped in the arena of the outer court.
Hallelujah.
But within that holy place arena,
but when you don't can inside that holy place there,
the position or the place of judgment seems to be somewhat more severe.
That judgment when they say under is heavy.
It's not talking about an area that is being trampled down by the Gentiles.
Because not it's about area when they can't work out.
Which in my mind, in some way or another,
now my mind,
in my mind, figures to be a place of being brought into subjugation or captivity.
Now like I said, I'm
hallelujah.
Slavery.
For one that is in that position or that place,
for person when you're under that kind of
there
place,
seems to always be something of a deliverer.
You forget somebody like a deliverer.
But the condemnation,
because condemnation
upon the holy place church,
when they inside that holy place church there,
in my mind does not seem to have that position of leeway.
It's not similar like
hallelujah.
It gets right, it gets forget. Wait for doing in your team.
But it seems to be more in the arena of deception.
What? It come in the way of deception.
And it's like, not so much a deception.
You know, not so much of deception.
That comes on the basis of your ignorance.
But it also be as a result of you.
Hallelujah.
We don't know.
But it comes on the basis of your knowledge.
It come because
hallelujah.
You know something.
Not your knowledge of things of the world.
Not of the sense we get about the things of the world.
But your knowledge of the things that pertain to God.
But that sense where you get about the word of God.
Oh my goodness. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And the only way that I see
that you and I have the ability to escape.
The only way what sister you and me get the power for run away
are not to be included in that judgment.
Or let it not mix we inside that judgment there.
Is if we die totally and completely to self.
Now that if we go
hallelujah.
Completely to self.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You don't understand me, do you?
You don't understand it at all.
You hear what I'm saying.
When I hear what I say.
You hear the words. And you think that you understand what I'm saying, but you don't understand
word,
what I'm saying.
You hear the word, but you think you understand what they talk, but I think you don't understand what they
talk. Hallelujah. Amen. The dilemma of the holy place.
That where you don't know waiting for be, where you're inside the holy place, you
is
the
spirit that the Bible calls the spirit of perdition.
That place there where you go there, now that spirit where they call now the spirit of perdition, and they beat you.
It had its inauguration in the days of Jesus.
They tell where they launched that spirit there.
Oh yes, praise the Lord.
Where Jesus been there.
And it found a home
in
the heart of a man called Judas. And we seem to think that Judas was the epitome of it and the totality of it.
So tell them we can think that Judas naim bad person naim there on top naim as chief sinner.
And that it was its manifestation was in its fullness in the aspect of what the man did.
And that he not go be again. Now Judas one thing we don't just hide.
And the result of his action to him personally.
And that the result.
Hallelujah.
Because of 42.
I have news for you.
I get news for now.
Judas may have taken his life by hanging himself.
Judas go down killing himself.
But the spirit of perdition is still very much alive.
But it speaks when
and working
us
within the holy place church.
And I said the holy place church.
Hallelujah. For the Bible calls it the abomination.
But the Bible calls it the abomination.
Hallelujah. The abomination of desolation.
The abomination of that desolation.
That maketh desolate that holy place position.
When you make the holy place
in other words,
one power.
Destroying the sanctuary.
It will destroy and quell the sanctuary.
Hallelujah. Did you hear that? Now it should have just clicked something in your brain.
If I don't click something in your brain.
If you are a Bible student.
If you're a Bible student.
The word destroy.
The word when they talk for
and the word sanctuary.
And sanctuary when they talk.
Should click something in your brain.
If I make something work inside.
In your spiritual brain.
Inside your spiritual
hallelujah.
Brain.
Hallelujah. It says of Satan.
It says of Satan.
That he destroyed all of his sanctuaries.
Say he destroyed all his
hallelujah.
Sanctuaries.
Amen. Brother Mark was touching a little bit on it this morning.
But I'm not going to talk small.
And he was talking about Heliel, who was created as one of the archangels.
When they make as one of the archangels.
I don't think there's anybody here.
I don't think anybody there.
Who has been created in the fashion and in the form. Of the, in which Heliel himself was created.
Wait, let me make like how they make Heliel.
But it seemed that sin.
But it seemed that say sin.
That he was not vulnerable to sin.
That he not go commit sin.
And he began to harbor something in his heart.
But he began put something inside
that. And began to meditate on it.
He began meditate
and
inside.
And he began to move toward it.
He began move towards
and that. As God tried to resist his movement toward destruction.
As God said for
hallelujah.
They not go destroy.
With each barrier, with each roadblock that God erected.
Which is barrier away and block where God puts away.
With every sanctuary that God put in front of him.
With every sanctuary where God put before that.
He desecrated it. He destroyed it. Until he had formed and fashioned the entity that we call Satan.
He destroyed.
Hallelujah.
He reached a place where there is no, Satan.
There is no redemption for hell.
No redemption, not there for hell.
There is no redemption for Satan.
Satan, no get where we
there are no
back.
More sanctuaries left for him.
No place, not there for Satan.
If you will go into the Hebrew,
If you go inside Igbo,
and you will look at that word sanctuary,
you will look that word they call
you will find that it has many different meanings.
You will find out that
but meaning. Every meaning has the same intent.
But every meaning gets the same meaning.
It means to arrest.
It means for arrest.
It means to stop.
It means for stop.
It means to lay hold of or grab hold of
it
something.
Get that?
Much in the same way that you would grab hold of something or someone that's slipping over the side of an edge.
Just like how you will go.
Hallelujah.
But you will have fallen over.
Hallelujah.
Edge.
And it says in the Bible.
And it says in the Bible.
That there are no more sanctuaries.
That's no more sanctuary. No
there
way.
Are no more. There is nothing more that God can do.
Nothing other than God can do.
That will change the thing that Satan himself created by his desire to be something
we will
that
change,
was not lawful for him to
we
be.
We will change Satan.
Hallelujah.
And back for come. How he was supposed to be nothing other than for you.
Can you say amen?
Amen. Amen.
Oh my goodness. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We have in the tabernacle.
Inside the tabernacle we have
sanctuary.
We get what they call sanctuary.
And the sanctuaries are designed.
And the sanctuary they make an egg
to kill you.
They make them for kill you.
No amen.
Amen.
No amen.
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 You say amen now.
Amen.
Say amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Nobody really wants to die, I don't think.
Nobody no one die, I think so.
One of the strongest instincts in man.
One of the strongest instincts for mortal man.
Is the instinct of self-preservation.
Now the way we want a man to be keeping safe.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I believe it is something that we inherited.
I believe it is something we will pick up from.
Not from God in the original creation.
Not from Papa God or we make we
but something that was imparted to us.
But that's something we then give it.
When Satan cast his spell upon Eve.
When Satan.
Hallelujah. And she fell subject to it and thereby bringing all of humanity into a place of bondage and death. Hallelujah. There are sanctuaries within the tabernacle.
Inside the tabernacle.
Each tabernacle, each device or piece of furniture.
Each furniture inside the tabernacle
is designed to do a certain thing.
They make it such a way for two.
And not only
way.
Is it designed to do a certain thing,
and it, when they make it for do that work there,
but it is designed to create something also.
Not only
something
for
different.
Something
out of our minds.
Something out
of our imagination.
Something out of imagination.
That we cannot necessarily fathom with our natural mind. Hallelujah. That is why you have to be born again.
Now that makes you for
hallelujah.
Born again.
I do not, I have said it here before.
I don't talk that before now.
And I have said it other place many, many times.
And I don't talk about
but I really do not.
I think
that we really know
that we
or believe what it means to be born again.
What it means for be born again.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I am born in the family of Asbel.
Then born me in the long family you wouldn't call Asbel.
I am born in the family of Asbel.
Then born me in the Asbel family.
I have parents.
I get mama and papa.
Who have parents?
We get mama and papa them.
Huh? Who have parents?
We get them mama and then papa who, them.
And so forth and so on. It
and
goes on and on and on. I have a family tree.
I get family tree.
Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And it is that of that family that I am born.
And inside that family,
I am born with a certain nationality.
And born me with one nationality.
Well, maybe in your case, but I have many.
Well, certain are in your case, but
hallelujah.
Who defend nationality?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I really don't know who is better off, you or me.
I don't know which one better. You will then get one
hallelujah.
Nationality or me will get
but what I do know is no matter who you are or where you come from.
But which has been that no matter whether you be
what it is, what it is in the natural is of no value to God.
Wait till you be in the natural and not get one value to God.
Not is it not only not a value to God.
Not that you not get value self to God.
It is a detriment and impedes the progress of God in you.
That problem is you go stop God inside you.
Hallelujah. I am American. I'm born in America.
They're born in America.
Hallelujah. But I am of German.
But I come out from German
and English descent.
And English family.
There are principalities.
Principalities and
these are not just names of indigenous people.
They were also not just known to just name
these
of
are not names of nations.
Not a name of nation no more.
These are princes under polities.
They want them, they are prince and their who side and the rule.
They are princes and their paladins.
Now prince and who side and the rule.
Hallelujah. And they are not godly princes and their paladins are not godly domains.
And not a godly prince them.
Hallelujah.
And who side and the rule, not a godly place.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
You can say amen because I'm talking about me, right?
And I will say amen because I'm missing what they talk about there.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm born under certain princes.
Then born me under certain princes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm born under certain stars.
Then born me under certain star.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm born under certain attributes of character.
Then put me on the
hallelujah. I sometimes look in the mirror.
So tell me I can look myself now, black.
And I can see my father.
And I can see
my
papa.
I can see my mother.
I can see
my
mama.
I can see my grandfather.
I see my grandpa.
I can see my grandmother.
I see my grandmama.
Hallelujah. Not just on one side, but both sides of the fence.
Not on only
praise
one
the Lord.
Side, but on two sides.
This is what I am.
Now disappear
when I am born in the natural.
When they born me naturally, so
this is my natural inheritance.
Now that then I am in natural till what I take from the people then.
This is my natural inheritance.
Now this I take from
hallelujah.
People.
Hallelujah. It is the seeds of perdition.
Now the seed of perdition that
oh. Ah. Oh come on. Hallelujah.
Amen.
They are seeds of perdition.
They are seed of perdition.
Now the thing I know about a seed,
which I sabi about seed,
is that a seed needs a particular environment.
Now that seed needs
in order to do what the seed is programmed to do.
For like do it the program and say
hallelujah. Amen. Did you hear it? I can take a seed.
I can take seed.
And I can put it on top of the ground.
I can put it on top.
And I can walk away from it.
I come out the alarm.
And 99 times out of 100.
99 times out of 100.
The seed will do nothing.
It not go do nothing.
It will do absolutely nothing.
It not go do nothing.
And if I take that same seed.
Well, if I take that same seed.
And I put it into the dirt.
I put it inside the dirt.
And I do what is necessary. Like water it.
I do it in
I can fertilize it.
And fertilize them.
Hallelujah. And before you know it, you look down there and you've got this little bitty green thing coming up.
Before you know, you're going to see that.
Hallelujah.
Come on, say, sure.
But in my particular case,
but inside your case,
in the human reality of it all,
inside the human reality power, which are they talk,
what we are producing isn't life.
Which
isn't it? Green.
Wait till the
hallelujah.
You don't grieve.
There are the attributes of anger.
And some character of anger inside.
There are the attributes of lust. There are the
attributes. But what they say?
There are the attributes of all of the characters. Hatred.
forget that I said this side. Malice,
covetousness,
where you mile,
all of the attributes of hell, and sin and death.
And sin and die inside.
Hallelujah. The articles are the furniture in the tabernacle.
Inside the tabernacle, the furniture then
are designed.
They make them
to deal with each and every one of these things that have within it the program of perdition.
For deal with all the things they have so made them program inside.
Hallelujah. But in actuality, it seemingly takes a number of experiences in God.
2-2-1, it takes for they experience God
in order to deal with it in its completeness and to totally eradicate it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So it is not something that by faith. Hallelujah. We become as Abraham.
We go become like Abraham.
I appreciated Brother Johnson's word.
I appreciate Brother Johnson's word.
That he was ministering last night.
When they talked last night.
And he was talking about Abraham.
And they talked about Abraham.
And he was talking about coming out from his land and his family and his kin and all of the things that go with that.
And for commons,
hallelujah.
And
I believe that in some respects is probably,
I believe so, also
a word for us during this conference.
Now what only for we?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because when we come in to the tabernacle,
because when we can't
through the blood of Jesus Christ,
through the blood of Jesus Christ,
it is not by the blood of bulls and goats.
Not by bull and goats.
It's
and
not by the knowledge or the theology of superstition.
Not by a theology whether fake and traditional and things and inside it.
I like that traditional. That's good. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because all of... Now, she said it. I didn't. She said it. I didn't say tradition. She said it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because when we are born again...
Because when we born again...
Are we accept the sacrifice of Jesus Christ?
We accept the sacrifice of Jesus.
We come to a knowledge and a belief that he actually lived.
We understand
that he was actually the Son of God.
And a God in beginning.
And by his blood we have the ability to be born again.
And by blood we get power for be born again.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now when we think about being born again.
When we think about being born again.
I think that we somehow in some way probably refer it to a human environment. A human element of which we are experiencing.
We can think about them as the mortal man way and our experience God that normal way.
But in the spirit.
But inside the spirit.
It's not like so much as in the natural. In the natural, you have that little baby, you can see it.
Not only like how
it has form.
You see the both small picking.
It has personality.
It gets its own personality.
Hallelujah. And it has the ability of making itself very well known.
It gets the power for make known on the
hallelujah. Now outside of that, but in the being born again.
But when you be born again,
we always have this exhilarating feeling of lightness, or we come into this thing. Are an experience that is spiritual.
We get this gladness, this jump, and this feeling of self-occupied spirit.
And we know with some assurance that what we have asked for, we have got.
And we submit say, we to ask God for don't get up.
But it is not too long after that that the man that you were makes himself known that he's still around. You may be born again, but you still have problems.
You will be born again, but you still get problems.
You have difficulties. You have problems in controlling yourself in one way or fashion or form or another.
You never control yourself one way or another.
Hallelujah. The Bible says that you, though you are born again,
the Bible says, let me know, born again,
you must be baptized.
You for be baptized.
You must be baptized in the water.
You for be baptized in
and
the
you
water.
Must be baptized in the Spirit.
You for be baptized in the Spirit.
I'm not going to go into a lot of that.
I'm not going to go inside all that.
I spent a considerable amount of time the last time I was here dealing with covenant relationship. I hope that you are putting into practice what you have learned concerning that position of covenant relationship. I hope that if you weren't baptized,
if you are not baptized yet,
in the right way, that you got yourself baptized again.
If you're not baptized,
praise the Lord.
I hope
that if you hadn't made a covenant relationship with Jesus Christ,
if you not be not made a covenant relationship,
hallelujah,
with Jesus,
to go all the way with Him,
for Father God, so go,
hallelujah.
Amen.
Then to go all the way with Him,
for Father God, so go,
in order to secure and seal your position or your place in God.
For
hallelujah.
The place where you get inside God. If you, secure.
If you have not done that,
if you not do that yet,
you need to repent.
For repent.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible says that you must be born.
The Bible says you forbid
of the water,
of the water,
of the water, of the Spirit.
And Spirit.
What now? I was born again.
Have you born again?
Now I'm supposed to be born again, again.
Now I will be born again and again.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
As it is in the natural,
as if you are like natural,
so it is in the Spirit.
Now so you be back in the Spirit.
You could better call this experience.
You better call this experience here.
An experience of conception.
Experience of when picking this and mama bele.
That means that God comes and impregnates your soul.
That means that God they come.
Hallelujah.
And put seed inside the bele, the womb.
Hallelujah. As this is in the natural, so it is in the Spirit.
Just like how it is in the natural and so it is.
He impregnates in your soul with a seed.
You
that is called God. That is called God.
With that seed, we call God.
Hallelujah. You find this illustration in a very real way.
Which are they talk so you go find
if you were to go into Luke chapter 1.
You will see on faith, you go inside Luke 1.
Hallelujah. If you go into Luke chapter 1 and you read the account of Jesus Christ.
If you go inside Luke 1 and read Jesus Christ in account,
and her encounter with the angel Gabriel.
With the angel Gabriel.
The thing about we need to know about Gabriel.
The thing we need for Sabi, but Gabriel.
Is that Gabriel always carried a word from God.
That Gabriel don't tell you what are with God in words.
When Daniel was seeking God.
When Daniel with the talk to thank God.
For the end time.
What's the end time?
The time that you are now living in.
The time when me and you are living inside.
And
so now,
concerning the people of God for that time.
And concerning the people of God for that time.
Which people you are.
When are the people that you be.
So Daniel was inquiring about you.
Daniel being there asked God about you.
And Daniel was inquiring about your time frame.
Daniel being there asked God about the time
frame. Hallelujah. It was the angel Gabriel.
Angel Gabriel.
That God sent to Daniel.
Thank God sent to Daniel.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And when God wanted to talk to Mary.
When God went up to Mary,
hallelujah, about his intentions,
but what he planned,
and what it was he had planned to do,
what he planned for do,
because he had been prophesying about it,
because we know that
from the beginning of time,
from when Timnos,
hallelujah, until the time of Mary, hallelujah. And God, one of the reasons why God made a record of it, and recorded it,
and keep on,
is so that you and I might be able to understand the process.
Now that's me and you go able to understand the roadway for Father.
Of how it is that God works in the arena of flesh and blood.
How God works.
Hallelujah.
In flesh and blood.
Hallelujah. You know, you should be excited. All of these things are put in the Bible.
All the are put inside
so
Bible.
You might understand.
So that you will understand
the expectation that God has for you
waiting,
as an individual.
What did God expect from
hallelujah.
You as mortal man?
All of these things are in the Bible.
All the are inside Bible.
Not that we can take them as an event and celebrate it.
Not to follow take that again. Once we have
wanted.
And make holiday and begin gladly
and pass presents around to each other
and for begin pass presents to people.
My goodness.
Amen.
If we have not learned or come to the conclusion,
if we don't learn and don't finally understand
that those are fairy tales and lies out of the pit of hell.
Say all that one the watch of Jesus on now.
Hallelujah.
A lie and a fake story. And when an enemy comes out,
they put it in there. God put it in there.
God put it inside
so that you might understand.
For let you understand
the process by which He is going to make you a son of God.
The God way therefore used for make you
hallelujah.
The son of God.
Because the thing that God wanted,
because we think God
from the very beginning,
from the beginning,
was a son.
Not that if
he wanted somebody that looked like him.
If he want person with fever,
that walked like him.
When he walk like
him. That talked like him.
When he talk like
him. That thought like him.
When he think like
him. And that acted like
him. When he acts like him.
And that he could talk to.
When he go talk to.
In all of his godness.
In all of his big godness.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
In the form that you and I are now in.
In the form of where me
it
and
is
you.
It is impossible.
Impossible
for us to have that ability or that privilege.
Shalom, get a privilege there or that.
Hallelujah.
For
because God. If it were not for God hiding us in the cleft of a rock,
because it's not to be with God, I'd be inside that rock
and covering us in
and
that position of frailty and humanity,
and covering inside his presence
would destroy it.
His presence would destroy it.
Hallelujah. I think one of the disadvantages that you and I have,
I think one of the
maybe it's a disadvantage, I don't know.
Yes, well, I don't know if
now is the experience of the Old Testament God.
Now that experience of that Old Testament God won't be yet.
It says that when he came down on the mountain,
if you were like when he came down
that the mountain shook and quaked.
That the mountain is shake.
And that there was such a terrible noise.
And big, big noise for me.
And there was lightning and fire.
Lightning cracked, fire come out.
That the whole 3 million people
that's
of the tribe of Israel was shaking and quaking themselves. And it wasn't from the ground on which they were standing.
Not on,
as it was the fear that was in their soul over the manifestation of what was God.
But much more than the fear within inside them when God shows it.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you know, we handle God so lightly.
You will want to teach God, so light and non-busy.
We handle him so frivolously.
We handle God frivolous one.
So carelessly.
Careless one.
We are so,
hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We are so prone to talk about Him in a common way.
We didn't talk about God slap way.
As we would discuss this or we discuss that.
Like
it seems that we handle God in something of the same irreverence, with the same irreverence.
We didn't handle God with
Hallelujah.
No reverence or that one.
Hallelujah. You know, Peter and the other two disciples.
Peter and the other two disciples.
They did not see the fire, I don't think.
They did not see the fire.
They did not see or hear to the extent of fire and lightning.
They did not hear the lightning and the fire.
And yet what they experienced when they went up on the Mount of Transfiguration.
But still, what did they experience when they got the Mountain of Transfiguration?
And it wasn't so much of the God coming down out of heaven or coming out of heaven.
Not only the fact that God will come out of heaven when they come out.
As it was the God that was in Jesus Christ.
As in that God
that began to break forth out of that flesh of his own body. Hallelujah. In my Bible, I believe it says that great fear fell upon them.
In my Bible, it says big, big fear came over the disciples.
And it wasn't until the word of God came to them that it seemed to ally or alleviate those fears.
Now, Pastor, the word of God being come to them.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We handle God so very badly. Hallelujah. We are very prone to say God said.
Hallelujah.
I believe that we're coming into a time frame when the manifestation of God,
when God in power, when they show,
is going to be restored to the church.
God, they bring them back inside the church.
Hallelujah. Do you hear me? Ah, boy. And I don't know that I'm really, really looking forward to it.
Well, I don't know if I miss them and I look forward to that time though.
In the respect of when I look at my soul and the condition that it is in.
When I look myself and look my soul.
Hallelujah. You know, I do not really need anybody to tell me.
I don't need person for telling me.
What my weaknesses are.
When team that my weaknesses.
I'm very much aware of them.
I catch up and know them.
And I am very much aware of my laziness. In dealing with them.
And I
or maybe it is then that I want to preserve something of my own personal identity.
Or something that I want to keep me personal identity for show who that I be still like them and I want.
But I understand something.
But I understand something.
And I hope that you come to the same conclusion.
And I hope you understand.
Is that there is nothing of me that I can take with me into the presence of God.
Now that's nothing on the inside me.
Hallelujah. There are five stations in the tabernacle.
Five stations on the inside the tabernacle.
I am not going to go through all of them.
I don't want to go through all of them.
But all of them are designed.
But all of them make
to work a process of work in our soul.
For let God in work. Walk inside me.
That completely and totally eradicates the me.
We go completely
the me
away.
The me of Asbel.
The me of you who that you be.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Completely and totally eradicate me.
Therefore, completely and wipe away the me that is inside me.
Change me, as it were, into something other than what I was.
And change me.
Hallelujah.
To be something.
It'll be something totally new.
And it will be new.
It's going to be something without spot.
And it will be something without one spot.
It is going to be something without blemish.
And we don't have one black.
It is going to have no German in it.
It's not
going
to get one German.
It is going to have no English in it.
It's not going to get one English.
And it is going not to have any of the characteristics of my national heritage.
It's not going to get one national character.
Hallelujah. Now let me tell you something. I was very pleased to be born into the family of Asbel.
I've been glad for them born me inside.
I was very pleased to be born as an American.
I've been glad for being.
Hallelujah. And it isn't that I do not appreciate what it was
that I had. Not that I don't appreciate
what it is and what it was is not something that is acceptable before God.
But waiting that be not something where God is.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so it is also with any who desire to come and bring themselves as an offering that is acceptable offering to God.
Hallelujah. For bringing himself to God as acceptable offering to God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I think one of the important factors in all of this,
I think one of the important stuff inside you,
is to understand how it is that God views you.
Now, for understand
what
how
is
God
God's perspective
in
of you,
waiting on God in what to you
in your unfinished condition.
Now, this takes away
how
to
compute you.
I will see you.
Well, I think the answer to that again is found in Luke,
the answer
the
to
first
that
chapter. Hallelujah. Because there is something that God has, that man has, that God has put into him.
Because something there were much among
that desires God.
When he looked for God,
God did not leave himself without witness.
God left himself
in the midst of humanity.
In mortal man in place.
He did not take it away when man fell. There is an endowment that God gives to man that makes man God conscious.
Where make mortal man God conscious.
If it was not for that endowment,
if not to be for that power,
then man would be like the beast.
Then mortal man would be a beast.
He would have no conscience.
He don't go get one conscience.
He would have no morality.
He don't go get one way for.
Hallelujah. He would have no sense of justice or rightness.
He don't go get one sense for
hallelujah.
And do
because the God consciousness always pricks the man's consciousness.
Because by that, what am I conscious of God? All the time, choke what am I mad?
That something here
God
is not right.
Say something
is missing.
Something missing.
And man begins to search for that thing that is missing.
And what am I begin saying?
Hallelujah. I think this fact is very well brought out.
I think said the police thing out
in the story of the demoniac.
Inside that story of demoniac.
Hallelujah. The more I think about that story,
the more I think about that story,
the more I begin to understand the consequences for man when he rejects God.
The more I begin to understand the truth.
Hallelujah.
For them, when they reject God.
You have a man.
You get one man.
Who has a legion of devils.
We get Boku.
Hallelujah. He has a legion of devils.
He get Boku.
We are not told why he has them.
It
may have very well been circumstances outside of his control.
Hallelujah.
He may have been in a godless environment. Hallelujah. As there are many such environments today in many different places in the world.
We get the same kind of place there, so this is the sign of the world.
Hallelujah. But there was something in the man's heart.
Was something inside the man's heart
that knew that whatever his condition was,
we don't say anywhere we are turned,
there must be an answer or a release to him in that place of suffering and torment.
Answer for them to that suffering.
Hallelujah. How do I come to this conclusion?
How I reach to this?
Because the Bible says that if we draw nigh to God,
say if we
God will draw nigh to us.
God says to Kanya we.
And it was Jesus Christ.
And that Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah. That went to the Isle of Gathering.
Where went to the Isle of Gathering.
For one express purpose and one reason alone.
For one great thing alone.
He had an appointment to meet that man.
He get appointment for meet that man.
Hallelujah. Did you hear me?
You hear me?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The man had a legion of devils. They say a legion is from 2,000 to 5,000 men.
The man get beaucoup devil inside.
So in one man there was anywhere in one man there was anywhere from 2,000 to 5,000 demons.
He said one great man, 2,000 to 5,000 demons in Isaiah.
Quite frankly, I think it would be, it's hard enough trying to deal with one without putting the three zeros after it.
It's kind of for dealing with one demon inside.
Hallelujah. The man was totally demonic.
The man be completely demonic.
They couldn't chain him. They chain him up.
Then they chain up.
He would break the chains.
He broke the chain.
Hallelujah. Totally, absolutely demonic.
He be completely
a very
demonic.
Fearful thing to behold.
He's fearful for looking
and
at.
Yet, none of those demons
still yet
could
none
keep
demon.
The man from running to bow at the feet.
Why would only man for them of one touch of Jesus in moves? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Those demons did not want to bow at the feet of Jesus.
Then demons, they did not be one for come bow at Jesus' foot.
They wanted to get as far away from Jesus as they possibly
they
could.
They for length for length, they far from Jesus as possible.
In fact, the complaint of the demon that was speaking, their spokesman,
and the spokesman of the demon, when they're talking, don't complain, wait, he
said, Jesus, thou Son of God.
He said, Jesus, so,
what have we to do with thee?
What do we get for do with you?
Have
Jesus
you come to torment us before our time?
You don't come for come to torment us.
Hallelujah. You know, there is something that the Lord spoke to me about that. Bowing.
You know, something the way God talked to me about that.
Do you know that that man brought hell to a place of subjection and adoration at the feet of Jesus?
Do you know, say that man, they bring hell to a place of for putting himself under Jesus and adoring Jesus?
One man.
One demon, no more.
One demonic, crazed man.
One man with a demon and
no
kids.
Blood, no blood shed yet.
Jesus not been shedding blood yet, too.
Hallelujah. No Holy Ghost given yet.
The Holy Ghost not been.
One man
yet,
with a desire to be free.
One man with that desire, say, I want the freedom.
Brought hell to a place of subjugation at the feet of Jesus.
It bring hell come for come
hallelujah.
To like Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
What is your witchcraft?
What is your witchcraft?
And all your little curses and things that they work out here in the dark.
And all the cursing and all cursing
and all of the workers of iniquity.
All the
and the
potions
and all of the things that they pour out as oblations, as offering.
All the things that they don't pour that
what are
that?
They?
Which in are them?
To the blood of Jesus Christ.
To Jesus' in blood.
And the power of the resurrected God.
And the power of
hallelujah.
The
hallelujah.
If
one man.
If one man.
One man.
One man.
With the what?
When gets the one fall?
You know, God is making it very hard for us.
You know, God will make a tender for me.
For us to have an excuse when we stand before Him.
For men, we will still get excuse for
because when
that.
You and I stand before God.
Because when me and you will stand before
and we begin
God.
To say, well, I couldn't do it because of this.
And begin to say, God, I won't be able because of that.
And I couldn't do it because of that.
Because of that, then I cannot be able.
He's going to call to the friends, the friend.
He just said call to the friend.
And the demoniac is going to stand
and that
right
will
before
be
you.
Up demon,
hallelujah.
For you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you know, Jesus is not going to have to say a word.
And Jesus is not going to say one word.
Because there will be no excuse.
Because no excuse nobody.
You know, man is inventing religion.
Because, you know, most of man, they fail
to
and they make religion.
To give him an excuse to sin.
For making their excuse for letting them sin.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I have more appreciation.
I appreciate Boku.
For a sinner.
For Boku, somebody went
who
sinner.
Will tell me he wants to sin because he likes to sin.
Well,
will
tell me say, I want to sin because I like for
then for a Christian who
that
sins.
A Christian
makes an excuse. Do sin.
Where they sin.
Hallelujah.
And they for combat.
In fact, I believe.
In fact, I believe.
There is more hope for the sinner than there is for the Christian.
Yes. That's more hope there for the sinner. than for that Christian.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I'm talking about the abomination of desolation that is now rising up into the holy place. It is taking the word. It is taking the word of God.
It is taking the word of God
with sonship.
Where they deal with sonship
and all of the phraseology.
And all within the word that went inside it.
And all of the mechanics of that word.
And all within inside that word.
Hallelujah. Amen. All the mechanics of that word. Hallelujah.
All
and using it in a despiteful way.
And using.
Hallelujah.
Down.
Having the word of God.
Only the word of God.
But denying the power of
it. But the power when inside him, you deny him.
It's not the power to heal.
Not only power for healing.
It's not the power to cast out demons.
Not only power for death.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When Brother Mark was sharing with you about the 70 that went out.
But the 70 when Jesus said.
He was saying to Jesus, and they came back rejoicing.
He said,
I'm praising the God. They had all this power. They had all this authority. Hallelujah. But that was probably the beginning of the Pentecostal church. Hallelujah. All that power, Jesus turned to them and said,
we turn that power out there when they can't display. It's not stone to this day.
He said, you're missing the point.
You know, they miss the point.
You're missing the point.
You know, they miss the point.
Rejoice not.
Not glad
that demons are subject to you.
That demon and your butu for you.
But rejoice.
But glad ye.
In that your name.
Now that say your name.
Your name.
Your name
is written in heaven.
He writes the heaven.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he wasn't talking about going to heaven.
And not to be for good I even need to talk about that. I want to talk so.
You know, the church has done so much damage.
The church done do bad damage.
They have done so much damage to our thinking.
They don't do bad damage to we.
Hallelujah.
Think.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We don't go to church.
We not a go church.
Hallelujah. We want church to come forth out of the midst of us.
We want church for come from inside.
Hallelujah. Because church is not a building.
Because church is not a building.
God said, I do not dwell.
God said, I know the top.
Now made by man's
hand. For the water, now may come.
But I dwell.
Paul said, I top.
In the temples of living soul.
Now you say, water, so we get life.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That means that anywhere that you are.
That means at any site where you there.
At any time.
At any time.
At any place.
Any place.
Hallelujah. With anyone.
With anybody.
You have church.
Yes. Church today.
Yes.
You have the ability to church.
Yes. You get ability, hallelujah, power for the big church.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The problem is.
The problem is that.
We are thinking like church people.
We don't think like a church.
We go to church on Sunday.
We don't go to church Sunday.
We go to church on Sunday night.
We go Sunday
we
night.
We go to church on Wednesday.
On Wednesdays.
Or maybe we have prayer meeting here or there.
Oh, we get prayer meeting here.
But the rest of the week we're out of church.
But the 1 week when they're done.
Hallelujah.
We get out of church.
Our thinking is not about God.
God not did the inside we think.
We are not conscious of the God around us.
We're not busy about God.
We're not conscious of the God in us.
We're not busy about God when inside.
We go into the place of business.
We go in our business.
And something happens.
Something be?
And we get angry.
We vex.
Ha! Listen, listen. Or we get upset.
We vex.
Or we get depressed.
We go down. We destroy it.
Our mother or our father comes up in the midst of our soul and make some sort of demand upon us.
We mama or papa come.
Hallelujah.
Ask me for do something.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This man Hallelujah. Not only must he die,
not so that he for die,
but he must be buried.
But for
buried. Do you hear me? He must be buried. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So that the power of resurrection can be activated.
It will come alive.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Without that power of death, there is no resurrection.
Without the power of death,
did you hear me?
Resurrection.
Hallelujah. There is no resurrection.
Resurrection will be.
You must die in order to be resurrected.
Resurrection.
Hallelujah. And that resurrection.
And that resurrection day.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Has nothing to do with who and what you were.
It don't get nothing to do with who that you be. Or,
you are.
Or who that you are.
You are translated.
You don't need a change.
Did you hear me? You are translated.
You don't be changed.
Out of the kingdom of darkness.
Come out inside
into
kingdom
the
of
kingdom of light.
Inside light kingdom.
Your appetite should change.
You know when you want once for change.
Hallelujah. Your desires should be changing.
What do you want if
your habits should be changed?
Your habits for change.
Hallelujah. Your thinking should be changing.
You know when you think.
Hallelujah.
Change.
Everything about you should be changing.
All team but you for change.
Change.
Before they change. Before they change. Before they change.
The change becomes so radical.
The change for being younger one
that you become an alien entity in a familiar environment.
So let you be somebody you were strange inside environment.
Hallelujah! Did you hear me? You become an alien entity.
You will become strange for seeing you gonna feel strange.
Hallelujah. You become so alien and so foreign.
You then become foreigner and strange
that your environment begins to try to kill you.
Say the people that were around you, they try to kill you.
You know I'm talking to you about Bible.
You know it's not Bible that they preach to you, so?
This is Bible.
This is not Bible.
Huh? This is Bible.
Now Bible this.
It says that the spiritual mind.
It's in the spiritual mind.
Is at war with the carnal mind.
It's a war. It gets fits with the mind when they think carnal.
Romans says it's an enmity against God.
Romans say then two they are a war.
It means it is an enemy.
Now enemy.
They can't be reconciled together.
They're not going to die together.
You talk about irreconcilable differences.
They talk about difference then where you can make them manage them.
And Jesus prophesied about you.
Jesus prophesied about you.
Did you hear me? Jesus prophesied about you.
Jesus talked about you.
He says, Father.
He said, Papa.
I have given them thy word.
I don't give them you what?
Oh my goodness.
So he differently and misinterpret Jesus.
I have given them thy word.
I don't give them you what?
And the world has hated me.
And the world,
so shall it hate them.
He don't hate me.
Hallelujah. Did you hear me? How much at peace with the world are you? Hallelujah.
Peace inside you.
Hallelujah. You should be able, in your position of relationship with Jesus Christ,
you for be able,
you be able to walk down the street
for what kind of the road
and feel the enmity of sin
and feel
against you.
I'll see it's younger one.
You should feel the hatred of sin against you.
You for feel how sin it's you.
Bad one. You should feel the desire of sin wanting to destroy you.
You for feel how sin the desire for destroy you.
Instead of being fearful.
And instead of you being fearful,
you should rejoice.
You for glad thee.
Rejoice.
You for glad thee.
Rejoice in the election.
You for glad because God will call you out.
Rejoice in the selection.
You for glad because God will pick you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It says, as the Gabriel, the angel, came to Mary.
He said, like how the angel Gabriel came to Mary.
He said to Mary, behold.
He said, Mary, he said, look.
Mary, thou hast found favor with God.
God don't get gladness with you.
Hallelujah. Did you hear me? Do you know why you are hearing such a word?
You know it's making you the latest word.
Do you know why that God has given you the ability to hear such a word as you are hearing?
You know it's me, God don't give you the power when you don't pray for yelling this kind of word.
It is because the favor of God is upon you.
Because God is favoring you.
Hallelujah. It is because the favor of God is over and around you.
Because God is favoring you over and around you.
And He sees something within your soul.
And it exists on inside your soul.
Hallelujah. You know that God could have brought Jesus out at any time.
You know, say God can bring Jesus Christ at any time.
But He was waiting for the right time.
But I mean, He waits the right time.
You know, one of the problems that the wives of Jacob had.
You know, one of the problems when Jacob
requested
them, he gets.
It wasn't so much. It wasn't so much a relationship problem.
Not a big relationship problem no more.
But each of them wanted to be the one out of which the seed of Christ would come.
But that each one of them
did you hear me?
One when
did you hear me?
Jesus is single.
They were aware of the prophecy.
They've been catch up for that prophecy when we don't come.
They were aware of the prophecy that was prophesied over Eden the garden.
They mean no, the prophecy will come
listen,
from Eden.
They heard the word.
They knew
it was that there was coming that the seed of the woman.
That the seed would come
that would bruise the head of the serpent.
The woman is still going to bruise the serpent's head.
They knew the favor that was upon Jacob.
And they submitted the favor of Jacob in their God.
Do you hear me?
When I hear me?
So they were contending.
So they made a
for that position of
fence
being
among
the mother of Christ.
For being his
loose,
mama.
Loose.
Of
hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But God had to produce.
But God therefore produced.
In the midst of sin and degradation.
He says sin and mix up.
God had to produce a line.
God produced line.
A holy line.
Line with holy.
A righteous line.
With righteous.
And out of that line was coming that one that would find favor with God.
Inside that line there's somebody will go.
Hallelujah.
Favor.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And in the time frame of God, it says.
He said God in your time. He said
the fullness of time.
When time don't rip.
Hallelujah. God sent forth His Son,
God
born of a woman.
His Son.
Hallelujah.
Woman born.
Did you hear me? Hallelujah.
Amen.
We have been waiting 2,000 years.
We don't get wait for 2,000 years.
And God has been nurturing a church
God,
within a church.
Don't they make church.
Hallelujah.
Inside church.
Did you hear me? Hallelujah. You have in Revelation 12.
It's like Revelation chapter 12.
You have
12.
The moon. Which is indicative of a church.
You get
a
moon.
And you have a woman
church,
standing upon
woman
the church.
Waiting up on top of the church.
That is a church.
That is a church.
And you have within the woman.
And your woman.
The church is the
Messiah.
The man child.
When are the man child. That is
and God throughout time. Since
and
the birth of Jesus Christ.
From when Jesus born.
Has been working to bring forth that seed
God
of righteousness.
For being the righteousness.
Hallelujah. Out of this one over here comes the comes this one, and out of there comes this one, and over here comes this one, joining together.
Out of this come out this one come out inside, and God will join
hallelujah
together.
Not on the basis of locality
not
or so, geographic condition.
Not of
my
God, so, not this one.
But on the basis of a word coming out of heaven.
What's that? The fact that every word you come off from.
It is the word.
And the word
that is gathering you. It is the word.
And what is going to get
that
we
brought you out of the organized religious
system.
It is the word that burns within your heart when you hear
God,
the desire.
When God make God inside your heart, we get the desire for Father.
Hallelujah. You did not come to see personalities.
You not come for Cassie.
You did not come to hear about theology.
You not come for
Cassie. You have come on the basis of your desire to hear from God.
You don't come for your
God. Hallelujah.
favor with God.
Thou hast found favor, do you hear me?
You don't get God in favor.
You have found favor.
You don't get favor with God.
Hallelujah. Open your hearts.
Open your hearts. Open your soul.
Open your mind.
Open your mind.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
To the presence of God.
To God in presence.
Let him come into the arena of your soul.
They can say who say soul.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, angel means messenger.
You know, angel, it means messenger.
That's what it means.
That's what it means.
That's the definition in the Greek. It means messenger.
Greek.
One who brings a message.
Greek, the way we Greek define another.
Hallelujah.
I see with a big message.
You know, angel came, Gabriel came.
Gabriel come.
And he left.
And he go.
Mary never saw him again, I don't think.
I don't think she made
himself again.
Hallelujah.
But that didn't stop the process.
But that did not stop putting God.
Hallelujah. Mary finally came to a conclusion.
Mary finally come from that start.
Hallelujah. In the midst of her doubts.
Inside the doubts we
maybe in the midst of her fears.
Inside the fear we get.
She came to the conclusion.
It came
that
from here, like
this
say,
was God.
Said this.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And she said, behold, the handmaiden of the Lord.
He said, hey, look. God in possible way God made.
Be it unto me as according to your word.
Let it be to me just as you want.
Hallelujah.
Say.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
My God. You know, we have some tough situations in life.
We can get tough.
We have some very tough situations.
We can get difficult,
impossible situations.
See, we ask for faith.
I am reminded of it every time I look in the mirror.
Anytime I look in the mirror, I can.
An impossible situation.
This now be see what impossible.
Impossible situation.
See what.
Oh, wretched man that I am.
I be wretched.
Hallelujah. I want to do that which is right. That I do
right.
That which is wrong.
Now wait, but now what you wrong God will do.
And that which I do not want to do.
And which I know what
that
do.
I know is wrong.
Wrong.
That is the thing that I do.
God will go for God.
Hallelujah. Oh wretched man that I am.
Wretched.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Who shall deliver me from this body of death? Hallelujah.
Body when I die.
I thank God through Jesus Christ.
And God, thank God,
my
thank
Lord.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But brethren, there is a necessity for me to submit to the process.
But brother and sister, importance that I put myself on that process.
Hallelujah. And what is really more necessary?
And what is necessary?
It is for me to understand.
Now for that, understand
the mechanics of the circumstance that I am in.
How this thing what inside the work?
And what it is designed to do?
I have worked for.
Oh my God!
Inside me.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know we get confronted all the time.
You know, say we get confronted.
Hallelujah.
All the time.
Somebody asks you to do something you don't want to do.
Somebody asks you for do something where you know.
And that somebody is somebody that you don't really particularly like.
And that person then a person where you not really.
And the thing that they want you to do isn't necessarily the thing that you want to do.
And it's you that ask you for do not.
Hallelujah.
Do something you don't want.
And everything in you wants to rebel against it.
And all you say you want rebel.
Hallelujah. But I understand. I realize.
But
in that moment, in that time frame, in that place,
inside that experience,
I have to submit that attitude, I have to submit that thought or that demeanor to God.
I therefore put that attitude to God.
Hallelujah!
Amen.
I have to humble myself,
I
as it were,
myself.
Not before man,
not
before God.
But before God.
Because God is looking over my shoulder.
Because God will look over my
and
shoulder.
And he's going to say.
And he will say.
Are you going to maintain your individuality?
You are all who that
are you
be.
Going to maintain your position of nationality?
You are all you.
Hallelujah.
Nationality.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
My God. Are you going to demand for your rights as an American?
You go well.
Hallelujah.
Ask for your rights as an
are you going to sustain?
That?
are you going to sustain and uphold and bring a life again, Asbel?
You go one for two.
My God!
Bring back the life of Asbel.
Which covenant? Which covenant?
Whose covenant?
Which covenant?
Whose covenant?
Will you invoke today in that set of circumstance?
Whose agreements now you will call for can work for you when you want to do that way? That
are you
today?
Going to invoke the covenant of death?
You will not call the agreements with death for can work for you?
Or are you going to invoke the covenant of life?
On a life covenant, agreement you will call for.
How is it that we can read the scripture?
How are we going to read the Bible?
And it says that we are buried with him in baptism.
We say we don't bury with him when we baptize.
That like as Christ was raised from the dead, so shall we also be raised.
And just like as Christ rise from the dead,
in newness of life. Do you hear me? Newness.
Newness. Inside newness of life.
That means no more Asbel.
That means no more Buddha.
That means no more German.
That means
no more English.
No more English.
Hallelujah.
No more German.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
No more American.
No more American.
I cannot insist upon my American rights.
I'm not going to team up term that for
Hallelujah.
And I stand up on my American rights.
You know the only place that Paul ever invoked his position of Roman citizenship.
You know the only time Paul talked about who that he be as Roman citizen
was to ensure that he round up in a Roman jail.
Now for there, they will wrap and fine for standing inside Roman jail.
From which he knew there would be no coming out. Did you hear me? Did you not think that Paul did not know the law?
Did you not think that Paul sabi the law?
Did you not think that Paul knew that Festus would probably could and would release him?
You not think that Paul would think that Festus for something who release him?
Paul had a knowledge of what was going to happen to him in Rome.
Paul be sabi waiting for Peter inside Rome.
He says later in the scripture that it has been revealed to him.
He said later in the scripture say, I be not see him.
That his time was at hand.
That he tell me don't reach.
Paul, like Christ.
Paul, like Jesus.
Accepted his position, his cross.
Accepting position, cross way for Christ.
And he laid his head willingly on the block.
And he
Hallelujah! Yes. As the final offering.
For Jesus, but the final
he said that he was a man born out of due season.
He said, born
Hallelujah! Yes. Hallelujah!
Yes.
But he laid his head on the block when he could have released himself.
But he laid himself on the block where he was
Hallelujah.
Before he released himself.
But he knew that the offering was pure.
But he said the offering.
Oh, yes. The offering was without spot.
You hear me? One spot.
He says, I know.
He says,
I have laid up for me
I don't live
a crown in heaven.
Crown in heaven.
Did you hear me?
Amen.
It was undefiable, uncorruptible, incorruptible.
Crown will not get one mixed up. No, don't you know that?
No mixed up.
No mixed up, not again.
No mixed up, not again. It was a done deal.
You don't dwell and you don't finish.
Hallelujah. Paul did not make that decision as he stood before the golden altar.
Paul not to wait to that before the golden altar and make
Paul
the decision.
Made that decision with every place and every point of sacrifice
every
that was required of him.
Where he go, he
slowly
made the decision.
And surely death was being swallowed up by life.
Death! Life being swallowed up death. Life
and when that
swallowed
last
death.
Bite was taken.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah!
Life taken.
He no longer was Saul, but he became Paul.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We are like Jacob.
We are like a Jacob.
We are like Paul.
We are like a Paul.
We're on the road.
We're
of salvation.
The God for salvation.
Following the leading of the voice of the Word of God.
We didn't follow God in leading, God in
learning
us.
To die to self.
For make we
the sacrifices. Hallelujah. Are presenting our bodies as living sacrifices.
We sacrifice for now, we give
my
body
God.
Like a living
hallelujah.
To God.
We're supposed to be presented as living sacrifices.
We forgive ourselves like a living sacrifice.
Hallelujah.
To God.
And the thing about a living sacrifice.
And that thing must Sarah will get
life. Is after it's sacrificed, it's no longer living.
But after that, that's after. That's after.
Hallelujah. It has to be resurrected. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Brethren, we need to understand.
What is it that we need to understand?
We need to understand the mechanics.
We need to understand how things work.
How single work.
How things work.
That's good. Hallelujah. Praise God. We need to understand the mechanics.
We need to understand how things work.
We need to understand the triggers.
We need to understand how it will
be. You know what triggers are? Triggers.
You know what make you happy.
There are things that make you respond a certain way.
Things that deal with it make you react some certain way.
And if we know what they are,
if we sabi within and be,
then we can avoid them.
Then we can avoid them.
And we can do what we do, the opposite of what it is that they are requiring us to do.
And we can do the opposite of waiting that thing when they come for that we do something. Waiting one law, we can do the opposite of that.
Amen. Amen. God bless you.
God bless you.
I hope it works. I didn't do my stuff turned on. We got it.